to speak in solidarity to end this war. And I say that we mustn't speak on these issues just on special occasions or anniversaries or when the number keeps going up. We must talk about these issues every day. We must speak up in any way that we can every day until every service member comes home.
That's Northwest Winter Soldier Part 1 this Friday at 9:30 a.m. right here on KBOO Portland.
And you are listening to KBOO Portland. Coming up next on the Thursday morning radio zine, Julie Bernard hosts Art Focused. She speaks with Alexa Pingali and Bob Lepore about New Paths to the Waterfall, an online art auction for scholarships at Portland State University. And at 11 on Democracy Now!, the Bush administration is trying to force the Iraqi government to accept several demands in long-term deals on keeping U.S. troops in Iraq. The demands have included maintaining 58 permanent military bases in Iraq, immunity for American troops, and we'll hear how victims of the former dictator of Chad are trying to bring him to justice, among other things, this afternoon, right here on KBOO Portland. Stay tuned for Art Focus.
Allons dansons.
Well, I love cubism. It's my favorite style. When I see a cubist painting, I just gotta smile. But there's one painter I'm his biggest fan. He's the father of cubism. His name's Cézanne. Cézanne, the father of cubism. Well, some people say that it was Picasso. Other people claim it was de Chirico. Some people think it was Modigliani, but they're all crazy. It was Paul Cézanne. Cézanne, the father of cubism.
When Paul Cézanne sat down to paint a flower or a face, he had to solve one problem, three-dimensional space. He said, form is content, he spoke the gitan. He was right, now he's Paul Cézanne.
This is KBOO, as you well know, and I have some very interesting people from Portland State University, and there's Bill Lepore is here, and he is the professor of art and chair of the Department of Art at Portland State U, and then I have Alexa Pingali. Alexa has been in KBOO. She knows the ropes of KBOO. She's been on the air here a couple of times.
Love it.
And she is the administrative assistant of art in the Department of Art at the Portland State University. And they're doing some very exciting things there, to which you are all invited. And we're going to get a description of that. I'm going to let them share the description. And the grand opening is tonight, isn't it, Bill?
It is.
And do you want to give us, describe what is going to happen? Because it's a very kind of involved, and it involves you. And there's a big treat in store for all persons who go to Portland State University into the art department tonight. Describe it. You guys can share that. All
sure.
Right?
Well, the Department of Art's gone through an explosive growth over the last decade, moving from about 300 majors to about 1,000 majors. And unfortunately, our scholarship fund has not grown as fast as our population of students. So some years back, about 4 years back, faculty decided we would begin an auction to raise money and to dedicate that money to scholarships. This year, we're doing something different in the sense that we created an online auction. And if anyone were to go to anewpathtothewaterfall.com, they could enter this online auction and view works from world-class artists as well as MFA students here at Portland State University, and also artists in the Portland area.
Okay. What are you involved in then, Alex?
I've helped coordinate the online auction, so contacting all the artists and getting the work. It's a brainchild of Harold Fletcher, who runs art and social practice out of the PSU Art Department. And so what he's created is this online auction fundraiser for the art department, whereas the bidding is there's 100 tickets, and once those are sold, then we'll start releasing people to be able to come in and just choose an item. So there's not actual bidding per se, and it's set up very democratically in the sense that what Bill said, there's international artists, there's very well-known, very famous artists next to PSU students, but everyone involved on this online auction is either come and given a lecture at PSU, they've attended PSU, or they're a professor of PSU. Everyone is linked somehow to Portland State University that's on this online auction. And so it's just, if anything, a beautiful site to browse and look at, and just it's exciting to just see all the different things up there. It's kind of a mosaic.
Now, also in your description, you have said that participating artists all have connection with Portland State, mm-hmm. whether as faculty or alumni.
Mm-hmm.
And we should have their names. Have you got their names there? Because I do, if you don't.
And oh, okay. Maybe you specifically the alumni and faculty.
This is the brainchild of Harold Fletcher.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now maybe Bill can you tell us who is Harold Fletcher? I've had him on the air a couple of times, mm-hmm. but if you could discuss his personality, I think, because he has a very interesting aura about him at all times, mm-hmm. because he's an imaginative person who likes people and can bring people with talent. He seems to be able to bring that out in people because mm-hmm. he has a constant interest in what's going around him.
Mm-hmm. He's very attentive to his surroundings and interactive with those surroundings.
Yeah,
and also very contemporary in the way that he's approaching his art. So he's very cutting edge in that sense.
And at what time did he discover that this idea
the online auction?
Yeah, the waterfall.
It is an interesting idea. I think there are other auctions. There are online auctions that do take place. And there's a lot of stress involved in putting on an event, and it's limited by who can make the event, who's there, who lives in town. And so it's constricted in that sense. And so putting the auction online is a way to spread the word about what we're doing at PSU, to connect to the wider community, and allow people to participate and give to this community anywhere in the world, basically, and recognize the work that we're doing so that we can gain that participation.
Okay. Now, shall we let Bill describe this in all parts?
The online piece does a variety of things. Obviously, it raises money for us, but it's international, so it's also exposing Portland State Art Department to an international audience. It's exposing our students to an international audience. So it helps our students. There are alum as well that are exposed to an international audience. So it serves multiple purposes, that of helping our students, helping our faculty, and in fact, helping Portland State University. As Alexa was mentioning, everybody on the online auction has had some direct contact with Portland State University. And if you were to go to that person's site, you would be able to have a link. There's a link there that would bring you back to the online auction. So it's kind of viral in that sense, and mm-hmm. in the way it's connecting people, particularly in the arts community.
Okay. Now, there's supposed to be, for instance, if I go to Portland State, what do I do?
Well, you could do this a number of ways. You could just go directly to the site, which is anewpathtothewaterfall.com.
Okay.
You can go to the Portland State art department website, and there's a link there. And in fact, right now, running on the Portland University website, when you call up that website, you'll also be able to access the online auction from there. And then again, tonight is the silent auction, which begins at 5 and ends at 8 in the evening. And that's a bit of a party as well. There's music, there's food, and there's also a scholarships award ceremony.
I see. Okay. Can you add to this? Let's talk about some of the names. Do you know what some of these people have to offer at this point in time? Can you describe it? Sure. Some people. How do you it's awfully hard for me.
Yeah.
To figure out how you're going to what the elements of this are.
It's a whole range. A lot of the online stuff are, you know, interesting photographs, works of art, three-dimensional pieces. There's even a couple that are services, or a lot of it's very contemporary.
Uh-huh.
And that's very Harold Fletcherish in that sense of kind of moving towards this idea of art that isn't in a studio or isn't strictly that, but not that there aren't those things represented as well within the online auction. Uh-huh. And then because we're doing the auction online, and we normally do an event every year, doing what Bill said, we're doing a party, then we also have items, you know, for bidding, you know, during the silent bidding today. And those, you know, have a lot of local people.
Can you tell us what some of them are right now?
Wow, we have that really big sculpture.
There's sculpture, painting, photography, mixed media work. It's just... In both cases, the online and the silent auction, it's just a really broad range of works, as well as artists, from very well-known represented artists here in the community to internationally known artists.
Okay, I'm going to read you some of them. I imagine Harold Fletcher has something, does he?
Yes.
He does. He has work in.
Okay. There's Jane Beebe, and probably from her gallery, and Stuart Horodner.
Well,
are these people?
That is the auction committee. That's the if you look at that list of names, what you'll see are a list of curators, gallery owners. It's an international group of folks that are involved in the arts, and those individuals as well have set out to inform at least five of their friends about the auction.
I see. Okay. I see that there's the silent auction is there's somebody named Augen Butters.
Those are the galleries.
And who are those? Those are the names of the galleries.
Those are the galleries.
Yeah.
There are individuals who are represented by those galleries.
Augen Butters.
Yeah.
He is showing work.
Yeah.
Right.
See if you get a lot of writing, pick something out.
It's a collaborative attempt.
There's a lot going on tonight.
There's
a lot of participation in what's going on tonight, for sure.
Yeah.
We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 galleries from town. Mark Woolley, New American Union, the PDX Contemporary Art, Tilt, Work Sound. All of these galleries have participated in giving to our silent auction tonight, which you can actually see the work right in front of you, walk through, bid, have a glass of wine, meet some artists, talk to the students, as well as go
take the work home with you.
Yeah, take the work home with you, bid on it, and really... Just that we really need to raise money for the scholarships because the costs of schools just keeps going up and up. So we're really trying some innovative things with the online auction as well to just have more people be able to participate.
Okay. Now, who do we want to mention some of the people that have donated to this the big show?
The silent auction?
Yeah, the silent auction.
The Silent Auction, Holly Andres, Josh Arsenault. I'm probably going to make – I've got a list here, so I might mispronounce. So if anyone's listening,
okay.
I'm sorry. Leslie Bard, Pat Boas, who's a faculty, Ryan Bergard, Carolyn Cole, alumni, Tom Kramer, Dana Dart McLean, Rachel Denny. I mean, this. I'm just kind of going down this long list.
That's
Elise
okay.
Wagner, Ben Stegel, Kay Sims, Tracy Schenagel, Rebecca Shelley, Diane Russell, Stephanie Robeson, Molly Rees, Michelle Raymond, Daniel Papke, James Minden, Jeanette McDonough, Leslie Lukosh. We've got some really, Jeff John, Sonia Kasparin, Jim Lamason, and I don't think many of the students are even listed here, and there's going to be a lot of really great work presented by them as well.
In the presentation of work, is there any way you're going to get somebody from Hood River? Because, you know, our signal goes up to Hood River. We want to get those people interested enough so that they're coming, they'll come down. Or can they find it on their...
if they don't want to waste the gas, go to www.anewpathtothewaterfall.com and participate on the online. But if they want to come in and meet some of the artists and hang out and be a part of that community, that's what we're really going for as well.
The best that's way tonight. Is for everybody to be there.
It's 2000 Southwest 5th. It's in the art building at Portland State. It starts at 5 o'clock tonight. And we'd love people to
is
come down and say hello.
Is that a new building at PSU?
No. It's a newly acquired building or relatively newly acquired building, but it's actually not a new building. It's an old building.
It's a recycled building. Sustainable.
I have here the participating artists. We've already mentioned them. And what else can we say about this that will get persons to come in? And is there any... Is anybody going to vocalize or explain or do any dramatics of any kind?
Bill's going to do one act play. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, we're going to have a demonstration of the online auction on a big screen. So if people have questions about how it works or you know what it's about or how to scroll through things, and Varen Thorne, who programmed it basically for us, is going to walk through, and so people will just get a chance to kind of walk through and understand more about that.
And that's at 6:30 in the evening.
Okay.
And again, it's important to reiterate that there are two auctions, the online and the silent. The silent takes place tonight. The online will run for several months. We really don't have a closing date, and that's a kind of wonderful thing about
online
auction.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Sure.
And again, you know, the online auction has just this incredible range of artists.
Mm-hmm.
They're just amazing. And so I really highly recommend that folks go to both. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you'll be able to see and buy off the online auction tonight, because we'll also have laptops where, as well as make silent bids. If folks want to go to the online auction, they'll be able to do that.
Okay. Is there any entertainment, live entertainment?
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually going to be
music and what have you.
It's actually going to be a student that I'm not quite sure what he's going to do, but he's an MFA student. Avalon Collin. He's also an artist that's participating.
Is that his name, Avalon?
Mm-hmm.
Avalon Kalin. Yep.
Kalin.
Avalon Kalin. I've heard of him before.
Okay.
Somewhere or other.
Well,
I'm not sure how.
Yeah.
So he's going to do music on his laptop, some kind of mixing thing that's going on. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, you're talking to a person who is almost... ignorant of how any of this is going to process. So,
right.
And I will not be the only one. So you're going to have to go over all this material again for people out there. you go to Portland State. Now, make it fascinating. And what happens?
Okay, you go to Portland State.
Go in the front door.
Go in the front door. And there's going to be a lot of people there, food, music. It's going to be a party.
An exhibition of artwork.
There's going to be artwork there.
There's going to be an exhibition of the scholarship award winners, most recent batch of scholarship award winners. All of the artwork for the silent auction will be up. And as well, you'll be able at 6:30 in AB 200, that means Art Building 200, room 200, second floor, at 6:30. We'll also be using the big screen and we'll be able to walk folks through the online auction. So again, it's at 2000 Southwest 5th from 5 in the evening to 8 in the evening. And around 6:30, we'll turn the online auction on on the big screen.
Okay. Is there a master of ceremonies of some kind?
I think that's you, Bill.
I'll give out scholarship awards at 6 o'clock, and then beyond that, it's very social.
I see. Mm-hmm. Do you pay for anything there?
Everything is free.
Everything is free.
Right.
Okay. Suggested donations for the alcohol drinks. And then, obviously, if you bid on the artwork, then that's not free. But it's a free event in terms of just come on down.
So, but you want to come ready and willing to look at something and be charmed.
And buy.
And buy.
Yes.
Because
the whole purpose is to raise money for art scholarships.
Yes. Mm. And that, of course, is very important, and I'm sure that there are lots of people out there who will profit by that.
We have incredible art students, and it's really sad for faculty to watch them disrupt their education because, you know, they're struggling from term to term, many of them, and they're just doing incredible work. They're absolutely dedicated. Mm-hmm. But financially, they're strapped. And so it becomes very difficult for us as faculty to watch that, working with such talented students. And again, that was sort of the catalyst 4 years ago for the faculty to say, well, you know, we don't have endowed scholarships, or the few we do have are fairly minimal. And we're very thankful for those. Mm-hmm. But we really are in need of more scholarship money. And this was a way for us to do it immediately while working, hopefully, on cultivating some endowed scholarship so we're not running from year to year.
Okay. What kind of training did you have, Bill? Do you want to tell us something about your schooling and how you got to Portland State? And were you born in Portland?
No, I wasn't. I was actually born back east. I lived in a little bedroom community called Boundbrook, a lot of commuters to Manhattan. Fairly typical, you know, got a degree in art, degrees. And
what brought you west? I always like to know what brought people west. Wandering?
I did wander recklessly, in fact. It took me 9,000 miles to get here, just zigzagging back and forth. But
you're not alone.
Yeah, it was the landscape. There's a majesty about this landscape that was captivating. I couldn't leave after that.
Okay. And did you have any schooling here in Portland or in Oregon?
I did have schooling at the University of Oregon.
I see. Mm-hmm. And can you think of who did you study with?
A lot of people. But somebody I think who had a particular impact on me was a professor named Regina Degg.
Okay. Well, do we get to see some of your in this?
Yeah, you could go to the online auction, in fact. And again, that's a new path to the waterfall.com.
Yes, www, right. a new pass to the
path.
Waterfall.
Mm-hmm. A new path
will
to the
also
waterfall.
Also contain
yes.
visions of your
yeah. yeah, you could find
artwork,
all
which
sorts
is for
of,
sale.
It is indeed. Uh-huh. There's lots of folks who have work there.
And is there any kind of less expensive art? Or do we? What
well,
are the
well,
ranges
it's
in
actually,
the art
that's
world
a, that's
here?
That's a really good question. The way this is being done is you're simply going to buy a certificate for a given amount of money.
Okay.
So, for instance, there are two certificates that are $2,500 certificates.
Uh-huh.
And then it might be there are 10 certificates at $1,000, going all the way down to many certificates at $100. Mm-hmm. But you're also, you know, let's say you bought the $2,500 certificates, that would then allow you, and there are two of you, you can go in and you would be able to select works by William Wegman, for instance, James Lavador, Dan Graham, Alan McCollum, Harold Fletcher. You know,
that's
frankly,
pretty high quality there.
Yeah, frankly, it's
would you read those again? You got Lavador, just
yeah,
won a
yeah, James
a big
Lavador,
award.
William Wegman. Of course, most folks are familiar
yes,
with his work.
Course.
With Harold is on there. Alan McCollum is on there. Andrea Bowers is on there. It's just Brian Kim is on there. Dan Atto. There's just a host of some very, very strong individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously it's a phenomenal deal for anybody who's collecting art or is interested in art and also would like to help a really great cause.
Harold does a lot of the conceptual work. Do we get a concept from him? or what?
I think he has a photograph, actually.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think it's a photograph.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
And we have 2 minutes to, and then we need to close the
Thanks
interview.
Thanks for having us on, Julie. It's
well,
a real pleasure to meet
you're
you.
You're so welcome. Yes. And I hope that we did it justice. I think it can be very exciting and different. It's a different kind of presentation, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. I think it's marvelous. We'll see what happens. I will hope to breeze through myself. And
thank you.
Do you want to give the statistics on the opening? What time to be there? And
2000 Southwest 5th. It starts at 5 p.m. It runs till 8. There's a demonstration of an online auction at 6:30, scholarship awards. People are free to wander in and out and meander through. Basically, there are a lot of things going on, but we're into building the art community. So we invite everyone to come down and participate.
So everybody who's important in the art world and a lot of people who aren't will
right.
be there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have any interest in art at all, it's a kind of a must go arrangement there. And think of all the starving artists, quotation marks, that will profit by your having ventured into Portland State this evening. And then it goes on for how long?
Until 8 o'clock, from 5 till 8.
And
now, the online auction, of course, will run for months.
It runs for months.
Yeah, and that's
until all the tickets are
yeah,
sold.
Yeah.
And
the reason for the silent auction was not to lose that live connection to us here in the community. Of course, the online auction appeals to a much broader audience.
Okay. Emily tells me that we are through for this period of time. And I thank you both for coming.
Well, thank you. Hope to see you there.
And thank you, Emily. And this is Julie Bernard and Art Focus.
Thank you, Julie. Stay tuned for Democracy Now! You are listening to KBOO Portland, listener-sponsored radio. From Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
These are stories that help to support the White Citizens Council, the council that is dedicated to keeping you and I second-class citizens. Now, finally, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be demonstrating here until freedom comes to Negroes here in Jackson, Mississippi.
45 years ago today.